here's a story from The World.
An attack on a prison complex in eastern Afghanistan began last night with a car bomb. Gunfire continued well into today. At least 24 people were killed. As The World's Shirin Jafari reports, the brazen assault in Jalalabad raises questions about the prospects for peace and security in Afghanistan.
The sound of celebration in the streets of Jalalabad today as Afghan security forces wrapped up their operation. Afghan Army General Yasin Zia reassured the crowd that the fighting was over and that the prison was now secure. The enemies of the Afghan people carried out an attack on this prison complex last night, he said. And the operation took longer than expected because civilians were trapped in nearby residential buildings. Jalalabad is one of Afghanistan's biggest cities. It's not far from the Pakistan border and has long been an Islamic State stronghold. Fawad Aman is a spokesperson with Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense. I reached him shortly after he'd visited the scene in Jalalabad. He said in the past few years, Afghan government forces have been successful at weakening the network of ISIS fighters in the area.
They can't fight with Afghan forces face to face. Their operation, their activity in Afghanistan has been restrained.
That's why, he says, they resort to suicide attacks and car bombs. Still, jailbreaks are a hallmark of the so-called Islamic State, which claimed responsibility for this latest incident. The group carried out similar attacks in Iraq in the early 2000s. Its fighters helped release hundreds of Al-Qaeda prisoners who went on to form the group now known as ISIS. News reports about the attack on the jail in Jalalabad says that hundreds of prisoners managed to escape. Fawad Aman didn't deny these reports.
They will be captured soon.
The timing of this attack is not a coincidence, says Scott Warden with the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington. He says the U.S. and the Taliban have been negotiating a peace deal. The next step in the peace process is for the Afghan government and the Taliban to sit down for negotiations.
We've seen high-profile attacks at key moments in the peace process that appear to be designed to derail it. And there are a lot of militants and terrorist groups like the Islamic State who would prefer to continue the war.
Warden says when there are spectacular attacks like this one, it is harder for the Afghan government to talk about peace.
Because the Afghan public feels like they're under assault. And so this violence, even though it comes from non-Taliban organizations, reduces the confidence and the support that the Afghans will have for trying to enter into a peace process.
The Taliban and the Afghan government agreed on a short temporary ceasefire last week. But now there are questions about the future of the talks. Kabul-based security analyst Habib Wardak says over the past 2 years, the Afghan government has gone out of its way to say it has ISIS under control. But the prison incident suggests that ISIS is not under control and that Afghanistan is dealing with multiple threats.
It's passing on a message that a deal with the Taliban will not ensure peace in Afghanistan because you have other elements in Afghanistan which also possesses threat to a long-term sustainable peace in Afghanistan.
Still, Scott Warden of the U.S. Institute of Peace thinks that the talks should continue.
The Islamic State will try to spoil the process with attacks. And if you use that as a reason to delay talks, then in some ways it gives a victory to the Islamic State.
The next step in the negotiations is the release of hundreds of Taliban prisoners. The Afghan government has been slow to follow through on this because some of the prisoners have blood on their hands. President Trump has made the peace deal and the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan a major campaign promise. The events in Jalalabad show just how complicated the situation is. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.